Well, the federal government has unveiled its $24 million advertising campaign to encourage people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. In coming days, you can expect to hear ads like these across TV, radio, print, social and digital media.
Australia is working hard to ensure we all have access to safe, effective and free COVID-19 vaccines, which will give us the protection to go about our everyday lives. The COVID-19 vaccines are being...
However, there are concerns that the campaign could miss large parts of the community, with some experts worried that Australians with English as a second language could miss the message. Stephanie Smale joins me now. Steph, good afternoon. What's the message that the government's trying to get out there to the community?
Hi, Sally. The federal government has said it wants to give Australians confidence ahead of the vaccine rollout. So that's due to start with doses of the Pfizer vaccine next month. As we know, they're very new vaccines, and the information communities would normally have before such a wide rollout, such as how much long-term protection they offer, just isn't available yet. There are also ongoing media reports about issues with the rollout overseas, shortages, how effective it is in different age groups. The list goes on. Now, in Australia, the Therapeutic Goods Administration has given the green light for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, and authorities are insisting the medicine wouldn't be used if it wasn't safe. But as with any public health issue, the questions are persisting, thus the campaign.
And Steph, what are the concerns about reaching some multicultural groups in particular?
Yeah, so this has been raised by Margaret Heffernan, an expert in health behaviours and cross-cultural communication with RMIT University. She says Australia is at a boiling point with a lot of that confusion and the mixed messages about the vaccine in the media. She says there has been a lot of work by groups such as the World Health Organisation and a number of scientific groups in Australia to refine the message about the vaccine and deliver it. But she's arguing that multicultural agencies haven't been represented in those groups, particularly women. Now, she says that issue was flagged months ago when there were the communication breakdowns about lockdowns and mask rules in multicultural communities. Now, in the 2016 census, more than 800,000 people reported speaking English, quote, not well, or, quote, not at all. And Margaret Heffernan has questioned whether the way the ads are being rolled out is the most effective to reach so many people who have English as a second language.
I've done a lot of work with the Horn of African communities here in Melbourne and Indigenous communities in Central Australia and Victoria. I've done work with Chinese, Vietnamese communities. Now, many of these are oral-based cultures. They don't have the literacy that we take for granted. So, for example, if we look at yesterday's media, there was a double-page spread in one of the major newspapers. A lot of the language that is being used is well beyond the literacy of many in our community.
Now, Margaret Heffernan is also concerned about the logistics for multicultural groups and how they will access the vaccine when the second phase starts.
We've got to be mindful. For example, you know, if the hubs are going to be at the major hospitals, what's the accessibility of that? Is the default system of our immunisation systems going to be okay for everyone? I know that the second phase will be looking at maybe drive it through clinics, et cetera, et cetera. So it gets down to the fundamentals of creating an enabling environment. How do we enable people to get to these vaccines? That one size doesn't fit all.
That's Margaret Heffernan there. And Steph, what about some of the other complications? It's one thing to get the message through, but it's another thing to get people to come forward, especially if they have concerns about things like expired visas.
Yeah, sociologist Andrew Jakubowicz from the University of Technology, Sydney, has raised this issue. He's actually questioned whether the federal government has taken into account the large number of people who might not want to come forward.
Possibly the most difficult area is what I describe, or many people describe, as the invisibles. No one knows exactly how many there are, but there may be anywhere between 40 and 60 or 80,000 people in Australia who are below the radar and who may be reluctant to put themselves in situations where they become known to public officials in some way or another. There are people whose visas have lapsed, who are here, in a sense, illegally, but who have existed and persisted in the community for many, many years in some cases. And I guess there's going to have to be a calculation about how that's dealt with.
Sally, there's also the issue that the Medicare database that authorities will use to work out who gets the vaccine and when doesn't include migrants without permanent residency. And the World Today has reached out to the federal government for a response to all of these issues.
Stephanie Smale, thank you very much for running us through there.